Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Floor on Thursday, the 29th of January, recording at 8:19 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here. Asian stock markets were firmer, particularly the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index catching up from its holiday New Year break. New Year holiday break. It was up 4.5%, but steady performance is generally there. However, that has not spilled over into Europe or the USA, where we've got some moderate-sized declines showing, checking the rally of the last few days. Elsewhere, another big sell-off in U.S. Treasury bonds, futures down over 2 points. On the 30-year bond, and looks like all bonds were weaker in here today. Long-dated government bonds, that is. And the U.S. dollar, which was sort of unchanged on the day, but it has then surged against a number of currencies, including the euro. The euro has fallen back to 129.69. Now, interestingly, precious metals are not taking their cue from the dollar at the moment, because they've all rallied in here quite sharply after an early sell-off. More on that in a moment. And agricultural commodities seem to be mostly lower, and crude's down a little bit in here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Excuse me. Well, stock markets had steadied up, as you know, starting last week and or late last week and carrying into this week until today in the Western markets. Now, I think Wall Street's close, as always, will be influential. Currently, we have declines of 2.5% on the S&P and a little less on the Dow. Weak closes would certainly weigh on Asia, at least initially. Now, my or a point that I've been making in recent broadcasts is that I think it'd be extremely interesting to see what happens with mainland China. On Monday, it's closed all week for the New Year holiday period. China has been our candidate for the major stock market index most likely to lead on the upside, if we had, well, as things stand now, we've had more gains in the rest of the world, to the extent to which they're going to be an influence this week, than declines. But that's assuming that markets don't do too badly in here tomorrow. Overall, we have a lot of ranging activity. There's some evidence of base formation development there. But as you know, we still have the overall downtrends. We still have the falling 200-day moving averages. Those will continue to fall until well after the low is reached, of course. And sentiment is very fragile. So it will seem a bit like an act of faith to expect the November lows to hold here in the next few weeks or few months. But as I pointed out before, we have aspects of base formation development evident, but all Fuller Money has really called for since October has been a ranging rally and reversion to the mean process in terms of the 200-day moving averages. Thereafter, we would see. Well, we've certainly seen plenty of ranging since the October lows, and with an upward bias in some of the markets, but the declines that we saw during the first 3 weeks of January certainly eroded support. The weakness of the financial sectors, despite yesterday's bounce, was a major concern, and therefore there's certainly no confirmation that we have seen sustainable lows. We won't have that until base formations are completed and indices are on the upper side of 200-day moving averages, which have turned around and begun to rise. So it's an environment where one needs to be cautious, as I've said all along, because there are some good valuations here that value investors can buy and traders can buy, but I would only do so on weakness. And I think it's sort of a baby steps buy low, sell high environment, which would suggest that one ought to take some profits on the bounces. Buying high is dangerous, because if you buy in the upper side of ranges hoping for a breakout, they are more likely than not to fall back. I think the penny is dropping that the long-dated government bonds do not represent value here. I think a lot of people had bought more, leveraged up in them perhaps among some of the funds, on the basis that quantitative easing guaranteed that the U.S. government would be buying their paper, and that the Bank of England and Bank of Japan and so on would follow suit. Well, I wouldn't assume that's the case, and technically, the gains in bonds looked like government bonds looked like the last great bubble, and I think that's a very dangerous environment. The only way I can see U.S. Treasuries rallying back up to their highs, I'm talking about Treasury prices now, long-dated Treasury bond prices. The only way I could see them doing that would be if we get a significant breach of the November lows. And even that wouldn't guarantee it, but it would increase the possibility of at least a retest of the highs by US Treasuries. And what else to mention in here? The precious metals. This is interesting. Frustratingly, I stopped out of part of my gold futures position here this morning, when they sold off early on. The selling activity has never looked like more than a consolidation of recent gains, which were quite substantial last Friday. But as I speak, precious metals are near the higher side of their ranges for the day. Gold's up $19 at nearly 907. Dollars or 906 and a half, and I expect further gains. Now, gold responds to different things at different times. I think that would be more accurately stated that people buy gold for different reasons at different times, and I think perhaps the weakness of treasury bonds is. And stock markets in here today is an influence. But at any rate, the technical action, whatever the reasons, technical action is good. And I'm happy to be represented there. And I may well increase my positions in precious metals. The question is whether I hold out for further pullbacks to do it, or whether I hold out for upward breaks from trading ranges, in which case I can raise stops and then leverage up. But that tactic will only work if we have trending markets in precious metals. We're certainly going to get that again at some time, as we do with all markets, but we've had more ranging activity than trending activity recently, as you will be well aware. And I think that's pretty much it for today. My contribution and comment of the day is quite short today, partly due to health reasons and other distractions. But I've got some very interesting material for tomorrow and roll on Friday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.